Indians Talk with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads.
Karinchak's ready. Now the payoff pitch. Swung on, hit a ton. Deep right center. This is way, way out of here. Kyle Garlick with a three-run home run to right center. And the Twins have bounced back from a gut punch in the ninth to take the lead here in the 10th, 8-5. And James Karinchak, who had given up one earned run all year, allows his second home run of the year. And what an at-bat for Kyle Garlick. A three-run home run to right center. And the Twins are up in the 10th.
And that ended up being the winning for the Twins then. But Indians working their way through the weekend series with the Twins. Bobby, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, gentlemen. Yeah, that was a tough one. Although Mr. Karinchak, what, we're near the end of May and he's only given up four hits or something. Yeah.
0.44 earned run. Zero 0.44.
Sometimes you pitch in those situations. Sometimes you're going to get it. And yesterday was the day. Probably shouldn't even have come to that. We had so many opportunities to score runs in that game and just weren't able to get, you know, some one swing of the bat here or there. And it's a different ball game. You know, it's a shame in one sense because the White Sox go into Yankee Stadium and get swept and only able to pick up one game. So, you know, we sit here a little bit after the 40-game mark at the first quarter poll and look to see who we are. And from a health standpoint, we've been pretty good. And all of a sudden, Fran Mill goes down with an oblique muscle too. That'll keep him out for, 5 weeks or so. An elite bullpen, inconsistent offense, but we're right in the thick of things. So I think overall, we're doing okay. Certain areas to improve on for sure.
Bob, can you tell us a little bit about the gentleman they called up this past weekend? I believe his name is Miller.
Yes, Owen Miller. Pretty interesting story. He was called up Saturday night. The Columbus Clippers happened to be over in Toledo playing ball. And our skipper down in Columbus brings him into the office, and Andy Tracy, and tells him that he's going to the big league. So he gets a chance to call his parents. And Sunday afternoon was going to be the high school graduation of Owen Miller's younger brother. So the family decided, okay, high school graduation or our son's major league debut. So they all made it, Wisconsin people, they all made it to Cleveland in time to see Owen, make his big league debut. A tough one. He was an 0-for-5-er. But the kid's been an absolute stud at AAA, hitting over 400. And he came in a trade, the Mike Clevenger trade from the San Diego Padres, middle infielder. But he's also played a little bit of left field this year at AAA for us. So it's going to get some at-bats, obviously, with Fran Mill, unfortunately, on the injured list.
But did Fran Mill just swing too hard? Is that kind of what...
That's how that one happens. You know, a lot of guys are wound a little tight, and sometimes when you just unleash a swing, you can pull something, and he did. We'll find out if he's a quick healer, though. We'll see. Hopefully, maybe he'll get back on the diamond before the 5 weeks. But, losing the big man in the middle of your lineup just going to make everybody else have to step it up. Jose Ramirez, how many pitches he's going to get thrown over the strike zone now will be interesting to see. But we had a couple guys yesterday pretty well offensively. Ahmed Rosario starting to really light up. I think it's close to 3+ weeks. He's hitting almost 290 or above. Yesterday missed the cycle by a homer. So we get Eddie Rosario going, who's been really a top-notch performer the last 5 years in the big league. So other guys are going to have to step up here with Franmil on the bench.
We had a nice weather weekend for the most part. How were the fans coming out and responding at the home?
Yeah, we had our first what we would term sellouts in a limited capacity. And again, when we say that, we had limited capacity of 40%, which is about 14,000. And we said there were no more tickets to sell. Well, we were still in the protocol mode here in the month of May, meaning we couldn't sell all the tickets. If people, there was a pot of four and you sold two, that the other two could go unsold in that pot of four.
You guys are like restaurant. You're like restaurant people, right? You got to fit a table. Yeah, why is that
crazy
table? I have four people. Why is only one guy sitting at that table over there? Can I join him for Bob? We're
you're looking, absolutely yeah, right? Well. We don't have to worry about that anymore. Coming up here on Wednesday, June 2nd, we are back on Wednesday, June 2nd to 100% capacity. All hands on deck in the front office to bring our scissors and cut the zip ties that are wrapped around seats now that we can open up the entire ballpark. And we're going to be all doing that little duty early morning on Wednesday, June 2nd, since we have a day game against the White Sox, which concludes our upcoming homestand, which starts Friday. We got another full array of promotions coming up Friday. Sugardale Dollar Dogs, fireworks presented by Wayside Furniture. We're going to do the $2 pregame party again, courtesy of Coors Light. A giveaway on Saturday by our friends at Mullen. It's a stainless steel tumbler. And don't forget, Memorial Day, a week from today, if you want to go to the ballpark, have some fun, a traditional doubleheader. And during the 2021 season, doubleheaders are 2 7-inning games. It starts at 3:10. Check it all out at Indians.com.
All right, I'm not gonna, okay, that was that rainout day, right? That was that rainout one.
Yes, sir.
Right, okay, because I'm looking at that. I got to remember that. Sometimes those rainouts take a while, and you think, oh, it's already upon us for our schedule. So a traditional doubleheader coming up on Memorial Day. That looks like a lot of fun. We got four, what is it, four with the Tigers now starting today.
Yep. Yeah, we're off to Detroit for four, and Sam Hetges is going to take the mound. And it's a chance for us. Hopefully we can do more than just split a four-game set against the Tigers, as they've been struggling here. So it's a team that we should make a move on. And, again, sitting here a game and a half out of first place after the first quarter poll, you know, with the team trying to seek its identity. Again, I'd say things are looking good moving forward. I need to get a little consistency offensively, play a little bit better defensively, and see where we are when the All-Star game kicks in here in mid-July.
Sounds good. Well, we've had some great weather. We hope for some more great weather for the summer months. It's ready for the Indians and the weather to be heating up. But by the way, Bob, just a safety tip, be careful with the scissors and the zip ties. This is not always a good combination. People think that those things will cut right through and you use the end of it. So you're going to take it. And don't put your hand in the, you know, just, I don't want to have anybody sidelined in your staff because they're kind of cut zip ties. And try to avoid the pocket knife. I know there's some macho people there that want to use that, but we're careful on those zip ties. We appreciate it. All right, Bob, we'll talk again next week. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, boys. Have a great week. Go Tribe.
Bob DiBiasio, the Indians, joining us, talking Indians baseball here on WEOL, brought to you by Northridgeville Convenience Sunoco.